Hi there, travelers. Noah Symes here, voice of a certain Master Thief, to remind you all that another adventure featuring Peter Nureyev is coming your way soon. It's our upcoming live show, Juno Steel and the Things We Buried, on May 27th at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, Massachusetts. There are still a few tickets, which can be found through the Crystal Ballroom's website, Ticketmaster, or at the link in the show notes. So grab those soon to see a live space pirate adventure with Rita, Jet, Juno Steel, and, of course, the Master Thief himself. We'll have live musical accompaniment by Ryan Vibert, and a talkback with Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. We cannot wait to see you there.
Mr. Steel! Mr. Steel, come on, Mr. Steel, you gotta wake up!
What?
It's an emergency, we got a job to do!
What? Where am I?
Come on, we ain't got time for this! There's been a prison break over at the Fortezza, and the comms is ringing off the hook for you to catch the bad guy!
The Fortezza? We came back to Hyperion City, when did that happen?
No, we ain't in Hyperion City, Mr. Steel. The Fortezza's franchised, remember?
Not even a little bit.
Oh boy, you're all sorts out of it! Come on, boss, get your keys and let's go! We got a convict to catch!
Out the window, I could see the skyline of a city I didn't recognize. All square edges and spires. Something about it made me miss Hyperion City more than I had in a long time. I think. I'm still not super clear on my timeline. My name's Juno Steel. I mean, I'm pretty sure it is. But on a day like today, when I seem to be wrong about literally everything, you can't help but wonder, you know? I threw on my coat and reached in my pocket, but instead of the cool click of my keys, I felt a folded piece of paper. What the hell?
What's that, boss?
Looks like a note, and it's... Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
What is it? Let me see. Oh, my... Oh, no! How could... Mr. Steel, this note is from him!
That's who?
The April Fool! That's the bad guy that broke out of the Fortezza, the one we're supposed to go and catch!
Rita, is this some kind of stupid prank?
Nuh-uh, boss, honest! The April Fool's one of them Fortezza criminals. The ones that got a whole special thing they do all the time. And his special thing is he leaves riddles and things. And oh boy, Mr. Steel, this note's got a devious brain twister of a riddle. The April Fool must have hidden your keys somewhere.
Yeah, I read that much. Are you sure you're not pulling some stupid prank, Rita?
This is serious, Mr. Steel. As serious as a rhyming riddle can be.
It rhymes?
Sure it does. Here, listen. I have swallowed your precious key, and now it belongs to me.
Ugh.
I haven't gone very far with the key to your precious car. My skin can hide nothing from you, and my blood is transparent and yummy, too. Mr. Steel, where are you going? I ain't finished the riddle yet.
Don't bother. I know where they are.
Okay, but I'm still going to read the whole riddle, because maybe you don't. Blood stolen from a spiny body, but I will give it all away. Oddly, just lift me by the neck.
It's a tequila bottle. Rita, pick it up by the neck, clear liquid inside. Skin can't hide anything because it's transparent. The jerk took my keys and put them in this tequila bottle. Look.
And then your keys are in the drawer to the left. That's how the riddle ends, which seems kind of weird that it doesn't rhyme, but... Oh! What happened to you?
Confetti, it looks like. Don't want to talk about it. Drawer to the left. Stupid riddle, but whatever. I got the keys. Let's go.
Okay.
We headed for my car. But something about that stopped me in my tracks, too. It was a car I recognized for sure. The beat-up old Pollux 23 I'd been driving pretty much my entire PI career. But something about it made me feel like it wasn't... right. Pollux, engine on?
Mr. Steel? I think you gotta turn the key for that.
Oh, right. I was thinking.
You feeling okay?
Sure I am. Feeling great. Never been more on the top of my game or aware of my surroundings. Anyway, where the hell are we?
Oh, in your car?
No, I mean, what city and planet? And while you're at it, you might as well tell me what year it is, because I'm pretty sure I have no idea.
Maybe I should just navigate.
Sounds like a good idea. The city didn't look any more familiar from the street view. I tried to remember what the hell I'd been doing before I ended up here, but I kept on coming up empty. We drove for a few minutes, Rita calling out directions. Whatever planet we were on was just as sandy as Mars. A wind whipped up and sand covered the windshield until I couldn't see a goddamn thing.
That's
Rita, where the hell are you bringing us? I can barely see 2 feet in front of me. Did you open the window? I can't even see inside this car. Rita!
That's it, Private. Stop here.
What? Who the hell?
Put gum in your ears, Private Steele. I said stop.
The sandstorm died around us and cleared from the air inside the Pollux. That's when I saw I wasn't driving the old Pollux anymore. I was at the wheel of a big all-terrain hover transport. Something heavy and clunky and military grade. And when I turned to ask Rita what was going on, Rita wasn't there. It was Alessandra Strong in a stiff, starched-up green uniform, like you see in historical streams about the old wars on Earth.
If you don't close your mouth, you're going to catch flies in there, Private Steele.
Alessandra, what the hell are you doing here?
You'll call me Captain Strong, or you'll keep your mouth shut.
Where the hell is Rita?
Who?
The person that was just sitting in your seat, like, 2 minutes ago.
You keep this up, Steele, and I'm going to start thinking that you're the April Fool we're all looking for.
What the hell was that?
This is a battlefield, Private. Anything can happen. You got your gun?
Sure, it's right here. What happened to my blaster? This thing is heavy.
Blaster? Have you been reading those science fiction comic books again?
The hell is in this thing, lead?
Stop joking around and follow me. I'll brief you on the situation while we walk to the barracks. Keep your head low. You don't want the enemy to take it off. Let's move.
Hey, Alessandra! Captain Strong or whatever, wait up!
Thanks for taking on this mission so quickly, Private Steele. Now that the battlefront's moved up to our base, time's at a premium.
Mission, I don't know what mission you're talking about.
That's the spirit, soldier. We get in, we solve this thing, we get out, and we all pretend it never happened.
This is getting me nowhere.
What was that?
Requesting a debrief on our current situation, Captain.
Request accepted. Once we're in the barracks, Private. The wall should be reinforced enough to keep us safe from the shelling. There. Now, our situation. Our platoon's been infiltrated by the enemy. One of us is a double agent, and I need you to figure out which one it is. And you'll have to do it quickly. The longer the traitors behind our ranks, the more intel they leak to the enemy.
And you brought me to the barracks to do this. Why, Captain?
Everyone else is on the battlefront, Private. This seemed like our only chance to examine their personal effects.
So you want me to investigate everyone's bunks until I figure out who the double agent is?
I do.
Fine. What do we know about this traitor so far?
Nothing but a code name. It sounds like they call him the April Fool.
Of course they do. All right, let's start looking.
You first, Private.
So we investigated, bunk by bunk. A pattern became pretty clear by bunk 3. These soldiers had just slightly more than nothing to their names. 2 alternate uniforms, sometimes a book or a notebook or a small packet of letters. And that meant there wasn't much to investigate.
Find anything, Private?
Whole lot of nothing. Where are the computers?
What computer would be small enough to fit in a bunk?
Most of them. What about their comms?
This is sounding like more science fiction nonsense to me, Private.
Listen, Captain, I can't exactly investigate if there's nothing for me to investigate here. What do you want me to do? Just keep opening drawers and packs until the answer reaches right out and hits me in the face?
An explosive device! Are you all right, Private?
Oh, sure. Just got a wad of confetti in my lungs, but I'm fine. Looks like we found our April Fool, anyway. So who's this bunk belong to, Captain? Captain?
Hey, JJ!
Ah!
You find anything on that April Fool yet?
Mercury, what the hell are you doing here? Where did Alessandra go?
Alessandra? That a friend of yours? Hey, the hors d'oeuvres they've got at this thing ain't bad. You should try one, pal.
Mercury. What the hell is that thing? It tastes like fish sweat.
Fish sweat, huh? Sounds like a business idea to me. Hey, Jay, maybe when you and me are done with this PI thing, we could go into the fish sweat game together. I bet people would pay big price
to... together? Nah. Okay, listen, I've dealt with a lot of crazy stuff I don't understand today, but I gotta draw a line somewhere, and it's here.
What line's that, pal?
I don't work with you. I work with Rita.
Who's Rita?
Oh, this really is a nightmare. Or hell. It could be hell.
Well, you better wake up from it real quick, boss, because we're on the job. And luckily, your trusty secretary keeps all kinds of notes on that job. So, here's the situation.
You gonna get to that situation anytime soon, Mercury?
I just gotta flip past all these pages with my ideas. You know how many ideas I get, Jay. I'm kind of an ideas guy when you come down to it. Ah, here it is.
Okay, I'm listening.
What if there was chewing gum, but for cats?
Mercury?
Oh, yeah, sorry, oops. That's another idea. Okay, this time I've really got it, JJ. Trusty secretary to the rescue. We are at a party.
That's it.
No, I just wanted to make sure you got all that before I kept going.
Just read your goddamn notes, Mick.
Okay, so we're at a party. The Valles Marineris Policeman's Ball. Well, right now you and me are in the room next door to the party. We were hired by the chief of Valles Marineris Police because they got some intel that some crook would be infiltrating the ball. He's an escaped convict out of the Fortezza Cult.
The April Fool. Right, I got it.
Wow. JJ, you really are a good PI.
Listen, Mercury, I don't know what the hell is going on today. I don't know who this April Fool is. Hell, I barely even know if I'm conscious, but there's one thing I definitely know.
Yeah?
When I find this April Fool, I'm gonna stuff his nose down his throat.
Attaboy, Jay! I didn't understand about half of what you just said, but I'm with you all the way. And I guess that makes me complicit.
Let's go. This should be easy. We're looking for one person in this room nobody recognizes. We go around, we ask a few questions, no big deal. Okay, so maybe big deal.
Oh, yeah. One last thing in the old notes I forgot to say. This is a masquerade ball. I hope that's not going to be a problem, Big PI.
Okay. Let's get to work.
All right.
So I got to schmoozing. Eavesdropping, working the crowd, dropping in and out of conversations that sounded interesting. I felt a little rusty, but it only took a few minutes to feel really good, like limbering up a stiff muscle. I remembered how to do this. I kept thinking that and smiling about it, but I wasn't sure why. I felt like I hadn't done this kind of work in a long time. Within about 20 minutes, I had it figured out.
Whoa, Jay, that was fast. How'd you do that?
There's only one person in this room nobody's talked to and nobody seems to know. You know what that means.
They're feeling really self-conscious about it, and confronting them will be socially traumatic?
No, it means they weren't invited. I mean, probably. Whatever, let's just go talk to them. You follow my lead, alright?
Yeah.
The thing about cornering a potential suspect is you don't want to give them the chance to run. So you approach cool, friendly, like you're looking for a quiet spot in the loud party.
Yeah, okay.
It's an art, Mercury, and it requires a delicate touch. It takes a long time to be an expert at this stuff. You get me?
Watching and learning, Jay.
All right. Here goes. Excuse me.
Hey, do you think that was the April Fool?
Mercury, I swear.
They're getting away.
You and me will settle this later. The fool took a left down the hallway and I followed. But I could tell as soon as I went that way, something was wrong. The party felt a million miles away. I couldn't hear Mercury. My own footsteps felt like they were ricocheting in my eardrums. But if I could just catch up, I thought. If I could just figure out what the fool had done to me to make this day so crazy.
Hold up, cowpoke. It's not time just yet.
Great. This again.
This again? You got somewhere else to be?
Not sure that matters. It's been a hell of a day. Hey, Falco, good to see you, I guess.
That's Sheriff Falco, deputy. Whatever mood you're in, I want you to get yourself out of it toot sweet. If I'm reading the sun right, it's go time in just a few minutes, and I need you sharp.
Let me guess, you've got some dumb mystery you want me to solve because the April Fool is on the loose, right?
You hit your head or something?
You know, I was just starting to wonder that myself.
There's no mystery. Just pistols at high noon. The Fool's about to blow into town, and it's your job to blow him back out again. You feeeling sharp enough for that? Am I gonna have to scrape you off Main Street once the fool's done with you?
Bunch of mysteries and then a shooting match. Why does that feel familiar?
Because it's your job, Deputy Blockhead. Jeez, you got me worried. You need some coffee or something? Maybe something to eat. We've got salmon-flavored dusty crunchies, chocolate salmon patties, salmon cheesy cookie bars.
You mind speaking up, Sheriff? You're right in front of me, but you sound like you're 100 miles away and also in a trash can. I could have sworn you just offered me 4 different flavors of salmon snack garbage.
You worry me, deputy. You know that? You worry the hell out of me. Well, whatever the hell's gotten into you, I hope you can get it out in the next few seconds. You're up, deputy. Grab your pistol and meet the fool.
There's some reason you aren't doing the pistols at high noon thing. I thought that was usually the sheriff's job.
I'm not the one who's in training, rookie. Get out there and try not to get killed, will ya? Can't stand salmon. Don't know why I bought this stuff.
I felt the pistol hanging at my belt. And just from the weight, I could tell it was another one of the old lead shooters, just like Strong had given me a few minutes or hours or realities ago. Sure, why not? Made as much sense as anything else that happened to me in this lousy dream. But as I pushed through the swinging doors of the sheriff's office and out into the dusty street, I was less sure than ever that this was a dream. The sun was too strong, too real. It was the kind of desert heat that stabs so deep through your skin that you feel like your brains are boiling. He was already waiting for me on the street. Short, compact, dressed in all black. The April Fool. He didn't look so foolish to me. Guess and asking you politely to get out of here isn't gonna work. So how do you want to do this, fool? Start back to back, take 10 paces, then draw? Wow, you're talkative. Whoa, watch where you're pointing that thing. Great. Good joke. I liked it a lot better the first 3 times, though. So what's your deal, fool? You have anything to say about whatever the hell mess all this is? He didn't respond. Just pointed up at the sky. Like an even bigger fool than he was. I looked. It had been searing hot just a second ago. But by the time my eyes made it to the sun, the sky was black as the fool's goddamn eyes were going to be once I got my mitts on him. A full moon shone where the sun had just been moments before. The fool looked at that moon. What he did naturally put the seal of quality on a complete mental breakdown. Oh, god damn it. Sure! Why not? Dumb pranks and salmon-flavored garbage and now werewolves. Why the Hang on. Salmon-flavored garbage and werewolves. I knew who that sounded like. And slowly, shakily, my mind started putting all the pieces back together. The fool raised his gun again. But it didn't matter anymore. I reached up to my face and I felt something hard and plastic sitting in front of my eyes. I grabbed it. And I pulled it off my head.
Our April Fool's Day marathon of werewolf bandits of the Western Moon will return after a message from our sponsor, Salmon Flavored Dusty Crunchies. Tired not having any snacks in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Want a tasty treat that comes without any of those boring vitamins and minerals?
Mm-hmm.
Then try Salmon Flavored Dusty Crunchies, the only salmon-flavored snack made with real artificial salmon powder. We promise that our snacks have never even met a salmon.
Wow, Mr. Salmon Flavored Dusty Crunchies ad guy, you really get me. Oh, hey, Mr. Steele, did you finish your PI training that quick?
It took a minute for my head to stop swimming so I could get my bearings. I was in the Ruby 7, on my way to wherever the hell it thought Nureyev was. Rita was in the seat next to me watching streams on her comms. And that thing I'd just taken off my head was familiar, but it took me a second to place it. A PI registry VR training headset.
You asked the Ruby to make one for you, remember? It's been a while since you've done PI stuff, so you wanted to brush up on your skills.
Right. Yeah, it's coming back. Slowly.
And how'd it go?
Fine, I guess. I think there's something wrong with the headset, though. I kept picking up things from your comms. No, it's all right, Ruby. Training in small mysteries, crime scene investigation, chases, and shootouts. It's pretty damn close to the real thing, given you've never seen one before.
Well, I hope you're all warmed up again, Mr. Steele, because we're almost there.
Almost where Nureyev is? Really?
And also, we are totally out of money, so if you could sleuth us up some creds, that would sure be swell.
Out of money? How the hell did that happen?
Well, Doc Mattis froze all your accounts, remember?
Yeah, I know what happened to my creds, but what about yours? You said you had them all saved up in accounts under other names.
Whoa! whoa. Whoever said I was letting you borrow my money?
Oh, come on, Rita.
I do not loan you money anymore, not since the incident. You're the worst money borrower there ever was.
What are you talking about? I always pay you back.
Eventually. And then you get so mopey when you owe me money, Mr. Steele. Hey, Rita, sorry I can't pay you back. Must mean the PI game's all dried up and we're doomed. I'm gonna go take a big sad nap about it in my office now.
Wow, I didn't know this was such a sore subject.
Road trips always get me ornery. Ritas need room to spread out.
All right. So, we need to find him, and we need a job.
You need a job.
I need a job. Great. Ruby, where are we headed anyway? Lono. One of the solar planets on a border with the former outer rim.
What's on Lono, Mr. Steele?
Him. If we're lucky. But how the hell do you know that, Ruby? Fine. Just one more stupid mystery to figure out.
Mr. Steele, you're calling it stupid, but I see you smiling over there.
Maybe I like a stupid mystery, Rita. Maybe some stupid mysteries might really hit the spot right about now.
Hi, travelers. Thank you so, so much for your support between seasons, and thank you for listening to our absolutely ridiculous April Fool's Day bonus episode. This tale was told by the following people: Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Kate Jones as Rita, Kat Buckingham as Alessandra Strong, Stefano Purdy as Mick Mercury, and Chelsea Brusio as Puck Falco. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like the one for this very episode, hosted by co-creators Harley Takagi-Kaner and me, Kevin Vibert. We would of course like to thank everyone who supports us on Patreon, but we especially want to give our thanks to our $30 patrons, like the patron named Thank You Penumbra Team for your amazing work, thank you, Utica Walsh, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, the Lady Guinevere, Shelley Schroed, Kevin Please Say Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Osipete, Evett Connie, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, No Wait, This Is Desert Willow's Live Show Form, Theo Alex Dean, Nate Gibson, Jun Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, Allison Hull, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Aaron, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Guess Who Now Murmurs Oh St. Damien Every Time Something Mildly Distressing Happens, Caroline Seidman, Radius Elna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, That There Marrow Guy, Genetic, Minchowski, and Jamie Gunter. Thank you all so much for your incredible support every episode. And thank you all, travelers, whether you're just listening, whether you're a patron on Patreon. Thank you for joining us for our ridiculous April Fool's Day episode, and we will see you all at our live show in May. And here's a message from the winners of our Found Family feud, Team Juno Steele. Juno Steele rules Second Citadel drools, but also the game was unfairly stacked against them. Thank you, Team Juno, for your grand victory. That's all I got.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.